And welcome to our latest episode of the Crit Blog podcast, where we'll talk about the massive game between RCB and CSK later this week, which is basically a playoff before the playoffs. We'll preview that game and touch on some of the other big news around the world, notably Jimmy Anderson announcing his retirement, which will be, I think, next month in
Yes.
the test match against West Indies at Lord's.
Yes.
Charbel here from Crit Blog. I'm with my co-host Nash. Nash, talk to me. How's things?
Yeah, things are really good getting into the final part of the IPL this year. We're looking forward to that, and then looking forward to going to the T20 World Cup in the USA and West Indies as well. So, lots of cricket on the card, lots of discussions to be had, and lots of test match cricket coming up as well in the English summer.
Looking forward to Test cricket, to be honest. Love that format. But yeah, look, the T20 World Cup, that's come upon us very quickly, hasn't it? So looking forward to that tournament. But for the meantime, the IPL, of course, heating up. There's been teams eliminated, and then teams qualified for the playoffs. Two teams that are looking to qualify is CSK and RCB. There's a rivalry between those two teams. Looking at the forecast, doesn't look too great in Bengaluru at the moment. There's been a lot of rain around, but fingers crossed it holds off for this game because it could be an absolute belter. What are your initial thoughts? What are you thinking in this one? So RCB got the form. I think they've won five in a row. CSK been up and down. I think they've sort of won one, lost one. They haven't been at their consistent best. What are you thinking in this one?
Look, I think as a fan of theatrics, I would love if RCB win. That would mean, RCB, Chennai, SRH, Delhi all have almost equal points. There's still some cinema going into the last few games of the season. But I think it's also, like you said, rain might play spoil sport as well in Bengaluru, as it has, rained a lot in the last few days. It's going to be really interesting. I personally would love, as I'm as a cricket fan, I'd love if RCB could win, just purely because of it brings more poise and sort of interest and excitement to the table, overall table. And maybe what a story would it be if RCB actually qualify and even go on to win the IPL, which is
It'd be unbelievable just to qualify from where
it's
they
highly
were.
unlikely, but it could happen. Cricket's a funny game.
If they go into the playoffs with momentum and win that eliminator and just go on a roll again, anything can happen. Because if you pick at the right time, anything is possible. It is an incredible story in itself already that they're even in this position. I think they were one win out of seven at one stage and going absolutely nowhere, conceding mammoth totals. Now, one thing that comes to my mind is that RCB have been in this situation a couple of times the last few years. So last season, they were at home to Gujarat Titans. A win would put them in the playoffs. They lost. I know, I think I look back at 2018, or I think it was 2018. They had a game against Rajasthan Royals. They win that. They'll go through to the playoffs. They lost that. So the challenge for RCB
That's
now
classic.
is
Sorry to cut you off. That's classic RCB, isn't it? Like,
it
always
is.
depending
So
on someone else. If they win, we go through. If they lose,
well.
if they if we go through.
Well, at the moment, it's in their hands, right? If they win by a certain margin, they'll overtake CSK on the net run rate.
I mean, it's
So it's in
always
their
in
hands
their
at
hands,
the
isn't it? It's always in their
moment.
hands. If they start well, if they win games, it's always in their hands.
Well, that's the thing now, right? It's now they've got that belief that they could actually make it. Can they handle the pressure? Because I feel that when they went one win, six losses, I think they just threw caution to the wind and said, no matter what happens now, we'll just go and play our natural game. Whatever happens, happens. Nothing to lose now. Now that they've gotten themselves into a great position where they could potentially make the playoffs, can they play with that same freedom? The recent history suggests that they've fallen short when they've been faced with a similar scenario. If there's a game that can go ahead and the weather's kind enough, can they hold their nerve in this big game? That's going to be the big question because, yeah, they've turned it on. The bowling has significantly improved. There's been contributions right the way down their batting order. I think Cam Green has been really good for them as well, batting down the order. So, yeah, it should be a cracking game.
I think it's interesting because RCB are at a stage now where we clearly know what the problem is. It's not Virat Kohli. It's not his strike rate. It's not his average. It's not his, I don't know, lack of run scoring. He's literally the high orange cap holder in the tournament at a good average, at a good strike rate. So all the strike rate
His strike rate
merchants,
against spin has been good. His
yeah,
approach
all the
against
strike
spin has
rate
been much improved.
talks are out of the window. So now what's the issue? Now why can't RCB win? It's the bowling. It's the local talent. And yes, Pattidar has been scoring runs as well, but
That's been great.
there's no significant shift from Virat Kohli, Faf and ABD towards the other players, because you know Virat Kohli and Faf are not, maybe will be around for maybe 3 years more, if that. After that, there's literally nothing else. There's no one to look forward to for RCB and in the bowling
We'll
department.
see
Good.
what happens in the mega auction now.
Yeah,
So
that
if they plan accordingly, we'll see.
but that's the thing. Like, that's the thing, and that's where RCB have lost is, you go think about Mumbai Indians in the past few years. What they have done is they have that core players of Indian talent who have, you know, stayed the same, more or less stayed the same. You got Ishan Kishan, you got Hardik Pandya, who wasn't there for 2 years, but you know, you got Rohit Sharma, you got, and then you add the international players to that. And that's why they have been successful. RCB, on the other hand, have struggled with bowling, have struggled with the scouting, have struggled with the selection and auction as well. And that's where most of the issues happen. All of that is masked by talks about Virat Kohli and his strike rate. And that's where everything, you know, no one really wants to look at the major issues and just want to focus on something that there's,
Yeah,
you
you're
know, that's
right.
not an issue.
Because I remember we mentioned that earlier in the season where RCB were leaking totals, massive totals, huge run rates, and the talk was around Virat. And I remember us saying that they've got bigger issues than Virat, but I think they've overcome a lot of them in this run. You don't win five games in a row if it's only one player doing well. I think Siraj has really stepped up with the ball. The spin has been a lot more useful from RCB. That was a big question mark around them, but their spinners are contributing. They're getting more from their bowling attack. They're getting more from their middle order. Rajat Pattisar being a key example there. So, but again, the question is going to be, can they get it right now when you've got that belief that you got the playoffs are right there potentially? Can you turn it on in that big game against CSK? Who themselves want to try send out MS Dhoni potentially if this is his last season, send him out on a high as well. So massive questions, and that's going to be very, very fascinating to see. And as mentioned, hope the weather holds out. On to CSK. CSK, as I mentioned, they've been up and down, right? But I think they've struggled in a way to deal with all of those bowlers that have left. I think Mustafizur Rahman left and Pathi Rana, these guys. So they've had a little bit of form from Tushar Deshpande, Simarjeet Singh, but now they've got to bring it all together for the one big game at a batting friendly stadium. Afiq Shah is part of that as well. I don't know. It's hard to predict how CSK will perform in this. They've been so
Absolutely.
up and down.
Absolutely. And I think you hit the nail on the head at the start when you said they haven't been that consistent. You know, they won the first two, then they lost two, won two, lost two, you know, won one, lost one. They haven't had a significant run of games where they have consistently performed and consistently sort of, you know, scored the runs or you know, took the wickets. They have been that up and down side, which we don't usually see from CSK. Usually CSK, we are used to, you know, they are either at the top two in the table during the group stage. Yes, some years they have really just, you know, crawled through the playoffs, but most of the time they have been consistent. They know what they're doing. They know what every player's role is. And this year it's been interesting, and that's why I think RCB have a really, really interesting game on their hands. They just need to get the basics right. They just need to get the bowling changes right and the selection right. And RCB are in, you know, will be a cracking game. With CSK, like you said, if it's MS Dhoni's last season, we have been talking about it for the last 3 seasons now, but if this is the last season, surely they want to leave him, you know, on a high, and you know, they want to give him proper send off. So let's hope for the best. And as we all know, the social media is already raging with all the rivalry and all the fans, and there's conspiracy theories going around. So yeah, let's see what happens.
Well, yeah, absolutely. And look, the CSK are in a very, very interesting situation now because they could either finish top two or miss out on the playoffs altogether because the Rajasthan Royals have lost four in a row now. And CSK are only 2 points behind, and both of them have a game left to play. And CSK actually have the better net run rate. So they could actually finish second still or miss out on the playoffs altogether. I think for both teams, the importance of staying calm, particularly for RCB, for me, because they've got to catch up to CSK on net run rate. So you don't want to get caught in the trap of rushing your game too much, trying to go for shots that might not be there, or trying to look for wicket-taking opportunities that might be there, not keeping things simple. So if you can keep things as simple as possible and do what you've been doing the last few games, that'll hold you in good stead. So
Absolutely.
fascinating, fascinating.
Absolutely. And this year, this entire year has been sort of a topsy-turvy one for
It
all
has.
teams. I think Rajasthan started with like 4 wins. You know, they had 8 wins out of
Yep.
the first 9 games, and then they have lost the last four. It's going to be really
Yep.
interesting. Sunrisers have you know, they beat the other day by they won the other day by t 10 wickets. Travis had flying form, and you know, Pat Cummins, the
Yep.
captaincy juggernaut, as we have seen
Yep.
in the World Cup as well. So it's
Yeah.
interesting. With also remember, Hyderabad have 2 games in hand, so all the other teams have
Yes.
one, and then Hyderabad have 2 games in hand, so that's going to be really interesting
Yes.
as well, because
So there is
they
a
are already
scenario.
in the
Yeah.
fourth
There's a
spot.
scenario. Yeah. There's a scenario where RCB and CSK could both make it if Sunrisers lose their last two games. So Sunrisers have got Gujarat and Punjab, but I expect them to win at least one of those.
Well, I think
You know, both of those sides are out.
given how Punjab and Gujarat have gone, I think
Yeah.
Sunrisers have a high chance of winning those both the games.
Yep, and if they do, I think they'll make second if they
Yeah,
win those two
absolutely.
games
Absolutely.
because the Royals can only finish on 18 and Sunrisers can also finish on 18, but Sunrisers have already a superior net run rate, and if they win those two games, I imagine the way they play, they can win at least one of them by a very big margin
Yeah,
and
and
push that net run rate even further.
I think with Pat Cummins and knowing the way he thinks, it's
Yep.
highly likely they'll go all out for those 2 games. I think the way they have played so far
Yeah, just do what
will
they've
be
been
the
doing.
they won't be sort of reserved in their approach. They'll just go all out. Let's just enjoy the 2 games, and let's try and finish in the top two, and get that advantage in the playoffs.
Absolutely. And they're a side that can go all the way. No doubt about it. How dangerous they are and how they can blow teams away. Yeah, fascinating. There's so many different permutations and scenarios, and you usually get that with the IPL at this time of the season. But yeah, the big question is for RCB and CSK is how they handle those pressure moments, and
So,
which middle order, perhaps, which middle order can perform better on the day.
So now my question is, before we move on to other points, which four teams are in your playoffs now? We spoke about it at the start of the season. We spoke about it mid-season when everyone's played 6 games. Now it's the tail end of the season. Which four teams are in your playoff
Yep.
now? Top four.
KKR confirmed. So they're in. They were in from the start for me, as were Rajasthan and CSK. So I'll stick with those two. They were in my original at the start of the season. And I worry about CSK. I do worry about CSK a little bit because, you don't know what you're going to get from them on the day, which is not typical of them. And I'll go Sunrisers as well. I had LSG and they were terrible the way they finished. Absolutely awful. Really outdated style of play, I think, at the end of the day. Really, yeah, just not up to speed with the speed of the game this season, I felt. I think they had the second slowest run rate or something like that, and it showed. So yeah, I think I will stick with those four, but that's not to say RCB can do it. Just because of the record of RCB when they've got to win a game to make the playoffs, it's not great. So I'll go with CSK.
Nice.
and SRH is the final
Nice,
two. What about you?
nice. Well, obviously KKR, Rajasthan. I'll go with Rajasthan, and the last two I'll throw in Sunrisers just purely because they have a game in hand, and the way they have gone so far, it's been really fantastic to see. And then I'll throw in RCB as well, just because I want to make things interesting.
So CSK out for you.
Yeah,
So you think us? Okay. Yep. I think SRH will finish second. I think they'll win their last two games, finish second. Rajasthan in third and CSK in fourth, I
I
reckon.
just want to see Twitter going to meltdown after RCB win against CSK. And I
Be
just want to see
fantastic,
the
you know?
conspiracy theories fly everywhere.
You know what? There'll be conspiracy theories flying around no matter what the result is. Even if it's washed out, the conspiracy theorists will be out in
Absolutely.
numbers. But yeah, look, be a fascinating game. And yeah, looking forward to seeing how that one goes. Another big piece of news over the last few days has been Jimmy Anderson. He's going to announce his retirement. It'll be after the first test against the West Indies at Lord's. The ground he made his debut at way back in 2003. What year of school were you in 2003,
I was year
Nash?
five. I was 10 years old. I was year five.
I was year five as well. I was year five as well. Yeah, I was 10 years of age as well.
Well,
In year five, this guy's made his debut.
we're both married. You have two kids, and
It's
it's been a
insane.
lovely time seeing Jimmy Anderson. But I think the way it's been, the sort of the news has flown out in the last few days, McCullum and Robert Key sat him down in a hotel room and told him it's time to go. I think that's just stirring things up from nowhere. I don't think it's that easy. I'm sure they've had conversations with him before as well, since the time maybe McCullum took over. It's not like a spur in the moment saying, Anderson, you got to go. It's just
I think they're probably looking ahead to Ashes and
exactly.
these types of series as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
Yeah.
obviously, how news media works is obviously they have to make a mountain of a molehill. So
Yep.
it's interesting to see how Anderson shapes up for the summer and for the test, and if he has any role to play in the remainder of the summer as well. Will be really key to see how sort of England manage Anderson after he's retired, where he goes. And my guess is he's just going to sort of lay back for a while and just not do anything. But yeah, let's see,
You
because
get into commentary, yeah.
there's a lot of knowledge there, there's a lot of arrogance there. I mean, he's a great bowler, but as a person he's a shithead. So and it's
Look,
going to be
we
interesting what he
Australians
does
think
with.
that. Look, on the field, yeah, he can be like that, but all in all, he's, as an Australian fan, you got to hold your head up and say, hold your hand up and say, what an outstanding career this guy's had. And testament to his longevity and fitness has been his record after the age of 35. I think it's 220 wickets at an average of 23 or 22 or something stupid, where someone in their whole career would dream of numbers like that. This guy's done it since turning 35. So wonderful career, wonderful longevity. 700 wickets for a fast bowler is unbelievable. Couldn't quite reach Tendulkar's record of 200 tests, but could go past the late great Shane Warne's 708. He needs 9 wickets, I think. 9 wickets in his last test to go past that mark and become the second highest wicket taker ever. But yeah, it's just been incredible. And I think his improvement over the years in bowling in foreign conditions has been a real testament to his greatness, because there was always the thing with Anderson, he'll only bowl well at home under clouds. Clouderson, we've heard that.
True
But
though.
the way he's improved over the years, the way he's bowled in the subcontinent in India over the years, I thought in the last Ashes in Australia, I thought it was quite good. But I think Australian conditions call for fast, hit the deck kind of bowlers. But what he's done overseas and what he's done for such a
Brilliant.
long time, England's best for me in their history. In terms of people calling him the greatest they've seen and the greatest to do it, no, I wouldn't say so personally. And that's not a knock on Anderson. That's just, there's been bowlers pace bowlers over the last however
I
many
mean,
decades that have
if
just
you
been
have,
unbelievable in terms of their impact.
absolutely, if you have seen, if you have grown up seeing Glenn McGrath and Dale Steyn, not just in their prime, at any time, and from the day they started until they retired, perform every single country that they traveled to. I think for me, those two have just at the top, there's no one near them.
They're the best two I've seen as well. Steyn and Anderson is always a debate. And typically the debate around Anderson and Steyn is Anderson's done it longer and got more wickets. But in terms of all the metrics, Steyn just about wins
I
in
mean,
terms of your average and your strike rate.
Anderson
And not only
started as
that, what
this young, bowler who was going at 140 Ks and then had to, cut down on his pace. Steyn stayed the same from day one until he retired. He swung the ball at 150. That's not easy. And
No,
that's
it's
not only in
not.
South Africa or England or Australia, that's everywhere he went. And that's why he always gets my highest respect.
But that's why South Africa was so good for 9 years, 10 years away from home. He was a key reason for that because when South Africa came to Australia, he had the ability to take those 10 wicket hauls or those big wickets, particularly back 2008, 2012, those sort of series where South Africa won. He was a key part of it. The difference, I think. This is again not a knock on Anderson. The way I see Anderson over the years, he's such a consistent accumulating bowler. So a lot of the time, particularly in Australia, you'd see Anderson finish with figures of 3 for 70 off 30 overs, something like that, which not bad figures, but the likes of Steyn could blow opposition teams away more than Anderson did. Anderson was more, you accumulate for his wickets, be patient where you're down. Steyn will just blow you away when he was in the mood. So again, it's not a knock on Jimmy Anderson. It's not a criticism of him in any way. He's a fantastic bowler and one of the best. But in terms of calling him the greatest to do it, in terms of what I've seen coming out of England at times,
Well,
personally, I disagree.
England will take what they can, to be honest.
Look, England can appreciate
Cricket,
a wonderful bowler for them. But
their own game hasn't been too kind on them, to be honest. So, yeah.
That's true. That's true. It hasn't. It hasn't. So they'll take what they can get, of course, and whenever their player does something, albeit very extraordinary from Jimmy Anderson, they'll always pump it up as
It's
loud as they
always
can.
out of this world. It's always out of this world.
But look, of course, 180 odd test matches for a fast bowler is out of this world. Absolutely. So congratulations to Jimmy Anderson on a great career. Hope he finishes on a high with that game against West Indies. I think he'll take a few wickets in that and go out with the win. I reckon England will win that. Another big piece of news that has come through the last however many hours is Virat Kohli hinting at retirement talk. Not necessarily anytime soon, but what he could potentially do after retirement. And he did say he will take a bit of time away from the spotlight. And Nash, I remember I saw a tweet from you, what was it, last week or 2 weeks ago, suggesting he would do exactly that. Have you been in contact with Virat or something?
I wish, but I think look, I think it is easy to predict that given the way his career has gone since his under 19 days, since 2008, 2007, the way he has been scrutinized by the media, fans, everywhere he has gone, just for the choice of his, just the way, just because who he is, just because he likes to wear, show his emotions on the field. I still can't understand how someone can hate him, given how what he has done for the country and one of the best captains, probably the best captain I've seen grow, in my time watching cricket. And why I said so that he will just enjoy his time away is because what happened to MS Dhoni as well. MS Dhoni, just played cricket, retired, and was nowhere to be seen. Just farming on his farm in Jharkhand, happy, and that's what will happen with Virat Kohli for a while. The only way we can see him is maybe through his wife, because his wife is a public figure. She's an actress, so maybe when they make appearances together for premieres and parties and stuff, maybe we'll see them. But aside from that, I think they are pretty happy with their family and just laying low and enjoying their time and whatever they have earned. Millions and millions of dollars. that they've earned.
Yeah.
I think he's someone who
You can
has a.
earn all the money in the world, right? But you need that time for just the
Exactly.
mental break. You just
Exactly.
need that time for family. You need that time, yeah, to get away from it all, man. Otherwise, you
Exactly.
can have all the money in the
And
world, but
you know what? Fair play. I mean, do it. You know,
oh
he
yeah, for
doesn't owe
sure.
anything to anyone, and you know,
No,
we as
definitely not.
fans owe a lot to him. He's given us so many memories, and you know, just watching him play along with the
Yep.
other players in the Indian team, along with the other stars, has been really fantastic.
Yeah, he's been magnificent. He's still playing well. And as an Australian, when you hope that doesn't, it was not the case in the Border Gavaskar Trophy later this year and in early 2025. But he's been absolutely brilliant. And he continues to play well, and his fitness is unbelievable. I don't think he's got any signs of slowing down anytime soon. You saw in the World Cup last year the energy sapping conditions in places like Mumbai, where other players were just collapsing with cramp, and he was just sprinting twos after he's batted for a number of hours. And
The perfect
that's
fair
what,
the perfect farewell for Virat Kohli in tests would be the Border Gavaskar Trophy, India win 2-1 or 2-0, and him scoring 500 plus runs in the 5-match series. I think that'll be the perfect ending for his
That'd be
career.
pretty handy farewell. Any series win by any margin in Australia would be great for India to make it three in a row, and Kohli doing well. And then, of course, World Test Championship final. If India can win that as well, that'd be a big one for him. But yeah, look, personally, I hope not. I wish Kohli all the best, just except against Australia.
Fair
So
play, fair
that's
enough.
as far as I'll go. But he's been a wonderful player and great to watch. And from the outside looking in as an Australian fan, right, I think you mentioned his captaincy before. He was the one that really helped drive India's pace bowling focus, the fitness and focusing more on pace, because he started to implement more pace in home conditions even to help ready his bowlers for overseas. And we saw a significant improvement in India's overseas fortunes because they had more of a pace battery. Yeah, because before that, India were only good at home and focused on turning pitches and using their spinners, where their fast bowlers were just fielders. So credit to him. He's had a wonderful career, and yeah, all the best to him, and hopefully he has a few good years left in him, because it'd be great to watch
Definitely,
him go on.
definitely.
Thank you, Nash. Thank you to all the viewers for watching
Thank you,
this episode,
Shaban.
listening to this episode. So you can catch us on YouTube, Cricket Blog TV. We post the full episodes there. And also on audio, Spotify, Apple, etc. So you can catch us there. We're also on Instagram, Twitter at CrickBlogPod. I think it's X. It's officially X now,
Yes.
X.com. Doesn't sound too good. Anyway, X.com. Then, so we post some of our reels, some of the shorter videos throughout the episode. So yeah, do follow us there and subscribe to CrickBlog TV. We hope you enjoy the content. We'll see you guys next week.
Yep, see ya.